All right, guys, keep Rain Man Digital on the air through 2020 by pledging to our Patreon page, or whatever I just said. Your continued support allows us to continue to make all this great content and offer even more in the future. Help us keep the lights on by pledging $1 to $10 a month. Go to patreon.com/RainManDigital to pledge.
Would you care to step outside?
We did it today.
Superman!
That's right.
You are
here.
The last of us.
Warning, EC and RMD contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Awesome.
Oh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
All right, guys. Once again, it's DC on RMD, the Watchmen edition on Rain Man Digital. You can catch us on all those podcast providers. When you find us there, rate, review, subscribe. Do all those wonderful things that help us out a ton. I am your host this week, the one and only Bobby D. And with me, as always, is Angelica Dawn.
Hello.
And this week, we are going to be breaking down season one episode. What are we at? Seven now?
Yeah.
Almost.
And at the end, there were like two episodes left. And I was like, fuck. Seriously? I really wanted 12 episodes. I'm so upset. I was like, they're going to do like a clock. It's fine if they're letting me down this way. It's whatever.
If the only problem is that the season was too short, we have no problems.
The only problem is that I'm sure it's not too short. I'm sure that they're telling it the way that they want to. But also, kind of would have been cool for 12 episodes because clock and watches and Watchmen.
All right. We're going to be breaking down almost a religious awe. This week, it was directed by David Samuel. Written by Stacey Ocikoroff and Claire Kuchel. This is the only show that hasn't been written by the showrunner. It doesn't have a writing credit for it.
Really?
Yeah. What happened this week? Or what didn't happen?
Took a vacation.
What?
So he took a vacation? I don't know. I feel like maybe he reached out because there were so many like connections. I don't know.
I was actually just asking what happened on the show this week for you to do your synopsis.
I was like, why didn't he write it? I'm like, I don't know. Because there were so many crazy twists and turns and things that happened. Elephants never forget, like possible Adrian fight baby lady, could baby daddy. I don't know. Just a lot of crazy shit happened, but we combined a bit Angela's memories and her grandfather's memories. What the hell? And the millennium clock is now ticking.
Yeah, now ticking.
So exciting.
So, I'm not going to waste any time. Let's just go into it.
Which part? The Lori part? Like the Lori, wait, Lori like investigating what's going on and then getting like booby trapped in a, like, why? First off, hang on. Why the fuck didn't she get up and move when there's a remote being like, you were a superhero, dumbass. Like, get the fuck up. Like, obviously she's trying to do something. Maybe move.
Something bad is going to happen. Yes.
Yeah.
Stop watching her click the,
so many times too. Like, four or five times.
I was waiting for her to get up and go punch that lady in the face.
Yeah. She's like, what are you doing? And I thought she was going to like get up and like, you know, fucking move. What? I don't understand.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There was so much going on in this that, again, all entertaining stuff.
It is.
It's so much.
So many stories this episode too. So before we get to like Lori not doing anything to get out of a sticky situation, we find that she sent Petey to go ahead and check out how like Wyglass or Wade turned in Angela. Like he must be part of Calvary. And thank God, I think he's okay. And I think he's going to try to invade the Calvary with a Rorschach mask.
You think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, yeah. Because there was one guy without a mask there. But so glad that moment happened. And I was just like, holy shit. thank God, I think he's okay. Like, it just shows him, just he fucked them all up. Like, whew. I do want to see that scene play out. Like, I know we talk about, like, not a lot of, like, we don't necessarily need a lot of Superman macho moves.
We don't need
here.
The exposition. We can just do it on our own.
But I kind of want to see Wade fight.
Like, just throwing bean cans and random shit at people from down there?
So it'd be throwing bean cans. It would be, like, whatever, like, security equipment that he has, to just completely destroy them. Right?
I could definitely see that happening. And I was glad that, you know, we talked on the last episode about not missing the fact that we didn't get the continuation of that story.
Yeah.
And for them to kind of wrap it up in basically a phone call.
Yeah.
And make you feel good about yourself. Like, oh, he made it. We're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just a way to, like, pat you on the shoulder and be like, he's okay. Like, we can keep telling the story. Like, I don't need...
We didn't HBO one of your favorite characters.
Yeah.
So, that was definitely a kind of a relief. And like you said, if he did steal one of the masks, you could see him freeing her from, you know, what they were going through, and to find out that they're trying to take over Manhattan.
Yeah, to become Dr. Manhattan.
And to create their own, which think about.
When he said that, too, he's like, oh, okay, so two things that he said. Hold on. So, like, two things that he said. The whole, like, it's hard to be a white man in America. And I was like, fuck you. Like, out loud. Just like, okay, buddy. And and then he's like, so we're going to try to be blue. And then I was like, oh, get the fuck out.
And
the reactions out loud, and like, by myself. Of just like, fuck you. Yeah. No.
what did you say?
Just so upset that they would even try to do this. And the way that he's just like, oh, Lori, I know you care. Because, like, I'm going to try to be your boyfriend. Like,
you're going to want this dick.
The big blue donger.
Now, it kind of makes sense why they were trying to turn everybody into Dr. Manhattan in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Pretend that you're turning into Dr. Manhattan. Something's happening. Ah, you're burning.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it doesn't have to do with the phone booths, but...
Maybe it does?
Yeah, it has to do with the story. You know, maybe, yeah. They're coming with... all these people that are going to end up trying to be him. Now, the big what the fuck moment for me was the fact that Dr. Manhattan's been on Earth this whole time. He's not on Mars.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what the hell was going on when Angelica took the husband to Cal's head. I mean, took the hammer to Cal's head.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what? She's...
I was like, is she going to crack him open and he's blue on the inside? Like, that's exactly where my dumbass was at. It was like, oh, she's going to crack open his obvious shell and it's him.
Yeah, but just that.
Because of the whole thing of Lori just being like, oh, your husband's hot. Like, Lori being attracted to him.
You don't think she knows, does she? Or is it one of those?
She doesn't know. I think it's just one of those, like, she's just going to have that connection with him always.
Like, I feel something for this man, and I don't understand why. Man, I didn't even think about that. Fucking, they're so smart.
Well, there's, like, connections like that, like, where she, like, talks about him, like, a couple times and stuff.
Yeah, where's your hot husband? Yeah, she did mention it legitimately almost all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
I dig it. I love those little things that they were, like, dropping there.
Planting the seeds for 7 episodes. And then at the end of this one, they're like, hey, here you go.
Oh, by the way, fuck you up with this.
Oh, man.
Because we're in trouble, baby. I was like, ooh. Even, like, things that she says like that. I'm like, did they write that for her? Is that just her being the character? Like...
Yeah, just, like...
I fucking love her.
Yeah, she's just basically one of those things, like... All right, now, you know, here's your improv line. What would you say? Here, go.
Yeah. Well, and her acting is so fantastic, and I'm sure directing and everything plays into that, but there are just moments of where she's, like, walking around, and I'm just like, yeah, like I buy everything. Like even the way you walk for Angela is perfect.
So
just very good. Very can't help but blow this show sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and again, if this thing doesn't get awards, just thrown at it in this award season, I'll be shocked. Because one of the most beautiful things that they did was when they start playing Life on Mars at the end, very slowly on a piano again, and you're just like, holy shit. Like, even, like, I know the song because I'm a huge, like, Bowie fan, and I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. He's here. Like, he's here. It's happening right now. What the fuck? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And so Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, again, from Nine Inch Nails, they're on like volume 3. I think I sent you the link of the YouTube video of the latest, you know, remix of this Life on Mars by Bowie. And I went to iTunes and looked. They're on volume 3 of the Watchmen soundtrack on episode 7. They are releasing every single one of these things on iTunes because that's how fucking good they are. And then I went to go look, and the freaking, it's trending on iTunes.
Yeah, I have a couple of the songs downloaded for my workout. Like, I think it's like None with a Gun or something like that.
Yeah, people
is one of my favorite workout songs because it's just, it was one of the ones that we were just like, is this like Knight Rider? This is so fucking good. Like, it's the score, so it's not going to be like the soundtracks, but it's going to be the scores of the show, which in themselves are just fantastic.
Oh yeah, definitely. And it creates like this mood, and
can't wait to play Creepy Santa Baby. Just kidding.
And it's like, you know, to go along with that huge reveal and without actually before, you know, showing you that Dr. Manhattan is there, you know, to play that song and for you to figure it out and for all these like different flashbacks of them meeting and, you know, the thinking about, again, going back and your husband's hot and then going to the Dr. Manhattan thing and watching her as a little kid and staring at the Dr. Manhattan puppets and all this other things that it was like, man, the writing was on the wall the whole fucking time that he was there and that she had some kind of attraction to Dr. Manhattan, even as a little girl. And you're just like, what the fuck? Like, man, everything is intentional.
Yeah.
Everything. Now
they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Now let's go back to her background there in Vietnam. You know, this was the first time we kind of, you know, we saw Dr. Manhattan kind of go through and help win the war, you know, and establish that, you know, it's the 51st state, and her growing up and finding out that she was stuck in, you know, her parents were killed by basically a suicide bomber.
Yeah.
And again, for these scenes to be so concise and short and for you to feel for a character and the little girl, it again, just shows you how well that things are written and thought out, that, you know, she has had this in her since she was a little kid to be this cop that she wanted to.
That moment when she's just like, can I, like, where she's just like, that's him. Like,
yeah.
And it's not even like a vengeance or an attitude or anything. It's just very matter of fact.
And I want to listen.
And then like, can I stay and listen? And I was like, at first I was like, listen to what? And I was like, oh my God, what a dark little motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a. But
I loved that moment of the officer being like, come find me when you're old enough to work for the force and stuff, just because it's like, that's her like glimmer of hope and that connection to her past and how it does the flashbacks of like the past and even the future, her grandfather's past. Just how everything connects back together.
Well, yeah. And for us to kind of be focused on our main character for the first time this week, to where we're getting dealt into her background, you know, basically at the end of the season, and seeing, you know, what drives her, what's made her who she is, you know, and going into even her going to the video store and finding the video and not being able to watch it because she's too young, but seeing that people will want to do something that or be somebody that reminds them of themselves. So, yeah, you know, she grabs that
moment of where she,
why do you like this? Like, well, because she looks like me. And it's just like, that makes sense. It's, and you,
I loved that.
Yeah. You could see why characters like that are so important to people, because again, being a white dude, everybody looks like me, you know, on superhero sides. And so to show a young black girl looking up for this, you know, basically black, Plantation film, you know, Sister Night, and going, mm-hmm. you know, why? Because she looks like me. This is, you're like, okay, I buy this. And
exactly, because that's, I think that's something that, like, when we were younger, we could relate to. Like, I like this character because they remind me of me, and I could be that one day.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you just think of the whole cosplay community, which we've either been in or around for who knows how long mm-hmm. now. A lot of those people that dress up as those characters, you know, it's because they see something of themselves in it. It's not always necessarily because, oh, it's the coolest character around. It's, you know what, I like the character and I can see myself in that character, so let me dress up as him.
Oh, for sure.
So I kind of understand that, again, especially just coming from our background, from like the costuming and the cosplay community, to where I completely understand why, you know, people resonate or, you know, go towards those characters. And just to find this, you know, young girl at such a young age wanting to do right by people. And like, even watching her and I don't know, because at this point she's kind of connected, you know, at this time to her grandfather, at least we think she is, and trying to figure out the memories between her memories and his memories. And the way it was shot was making me think, like, was she that astute as a little kid that she recognized something was wrong? Or is she seeing it again as an adult and with her experience and recognizing things she should have recognized before?
Oh, I didn't even think of it. I just assumed it. No, I think it's just how she's always been.
Okay.
I think that, because why else would John, Dr. Manhattan, be interested in her?
Yeah. Okay. No, it makes sense. But you can see where I'm coming from, though, right? Like,
right. No, I was like, for a second there, I was just like, like, that does make sense. And I would have agreed with you, except I think they would have maybe done those switches a little bit.
Okay.
But I think it is just showing her past.
Okay. All right. Well, then. But then again, if you go with that, and that just shows, like, again, how aware she was as a young girl.
Yeah. And I think that's what it is. I think there's just something special about her.
And then, you know, kind of tying it into last week's episode, you know, and having that whole background, and then seeing that her grandmother comes to get her because, you know, there was no next of kin on the paper, and, you know, thinking that she was going to get this life back.
That whole explanation of just like, I had a heart attack, I'm fine, don't worry. And then fucking like, I'm going to save you. Things are going to be great. Like, explaining like their family and everything. And like, just, it seemed like things were going to work out. And then as soon as she gets her in the car, heart attack.
Well, and I think, like, that we probably should have seen it coming, that there was some kind of foreshadowing, because
no, she's like,
well, even then she was like, but what about my grandfather? And she's like, oh, I have a VCR back home, we can watch that when we get there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, at no point the grandfather didn't come up. And then I was like, oh, well, makes sense now, she's fucking dead.
Yeah.
And so just getting those backgrounds and using the fact that, you know, this is basically her coming off of a drug trip, and, you know, the chemical explanation at the beginning of, well, this is us and we can inject you with this and this and this, and as long as you're connected to a host, we can separate those, and, you know,
yeah, you're the treatment that we're going to do for you and everything. And just the, so going back to like PewDiePedia and stuff, the little like thing that they had a couple, or I get it was a couple weeks ago that they had when they first introduced nostalgia, mm-hmm. of just like the little ad for like the drug itself, yeah. and then having this in there, I was just like, this is so great. Like the way that you guys connected that.
Yeah. No, it definitely was. And we will, I just can't, the little like just subtleties of, again, running some kind of drug commercial and then having her flip out and she's like, fuck you. And you, well, you've said that to me like 5 times already. So.
Yep. And then I am so intrigued by the character of True, and I think I know why. So we find out that her daughter isn't her daughter at all. Mm-hmm. It's her mother, and that's the nostalgia that she's taking is like her mother's clone, and then she's just feeding her old memories to make her mother because she wants her there for like her greatest achievement, which is saving the world.
Yeah.
And then her father's going to be there soon. So is it Adrian?
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah. Why else would she have a statue? I mean, yeah, sure, she bought his company. But she would arguably be the smartest woman alive. Why wouldn't?
Yeah. Why not? Why wouldn't? It's like, it's a match for them.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense.
And I'd really be okay with it. She's interesting too. Like, I'm very intrigued by her. I mean, we've got so much going on in the show, but she is a very interesting character. And like in Vietnamese, the like the name True means like there was like the True Dynasty, but it means chosen.
Okay.
Just interesting fun facts. Yeah. 'Cause I like started doing like weird like Wikipedia searches on like her and everything.
Like meanings and everything else. More. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what's so great about this story is it is an offshoot of our Watchmen, and it's all new stories. So like you can dig and be skeptical as much as you want, and it's not going to like be ruined by digging into like old material or anything. Like you're not going to have any spoilers. It's just all speculation city.
Yeah. All right. Well, listeners, if you love our shows, please share these things with your friends. Every share and every review you write helps us climb those charts. Wherever you listen to, whether it be Spotify, Stitch, or Google Play, remember to share those links each and every episode. Check out the podcast descriptions in each and every episode and purchase through those links. It also helps us out. Now, we talked a little bit about, you know, going in and the clock going to be coming on, you know, and the countdown going on through. Now, as she's doing that speech and the way that it was shot to where she feels like she's speaking to Angela. Like, they had her look like deadpan into the camera and they balanced the shot to where they're eye level and they look like they're looking at each other as she's telling her, you know, don't dwell in the past as she's coming off of this trip.
Yeah. And it's just shot so well and made so much sense.
Blowing it. It was such an amazing scene where it was like, holy shit, like you feel like she was talking to her. Like they did it properly to where you understood exactly what they were trying to do with that shot. Because it seems, you know, that True knows a lot more about what's going on in this world than anybody else. And
yeah. Because she's the smartest woman alive. I'm just going to keep throwing it out there.
No, yeah, well, shit, why not? You've been right so far on other things, so you keep
this
that out
true.
There. And so you wonder, like, if she realizes that, you know, there could be more to Angela than what's going on, and she's just stuck in her past. And, you know, with her telling that, you know, Dr. Manhattan isn't on Mars.
Yeah.
And then what?
Well, the way that she walks into to that room of like where she has those little like she's the one that like has all the information from those booths and stuff.
Yeah.
And the way Angela's face when she sees Lori, like telling, like she gets a peek on like telling him jokes and stuff like that. Like kind of now it makes sense the way that she interacts with her, like a bit of that like jealous girlfriend.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Like even when she sees her like kind of like being broken and exposing herself, like I don't know why I call you on these or come and tell you stupid jokes, like no like empathy at all, just like don't fuck with my man, like
yeah.
Solid Angela.
Well, yeah, and just the again the acting alone by Regina King has just been amazing, because in this episode she goes through all these different things of her, you know, between her yelling out the door thinking that it's her grandfather behind there,
yeah,
and you come out, you bastard, I know you're there, to finding out it's an elephant, to flipping out, to, you know, running home and then going to her husband and being like, you know, this is gonna have to happen. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't remember anything. And he takes the hammer, she takes the hammer to him. You're just like, what the fuck is going on this week?
Yeah.
And everything, again, it makes perfect sense. And you're intrigued for the freaking hour that it's on TV. That I'm not sitting there wondering what's going on. But you want to know more. You want to continue this story, whether it is, you know, Lori being captured at this point. And how are all these people going to come together? Are we getting like new Minutemen at this point where all these people are coming together? And this is why her grandfather is telling her, you know, you have a bigger purpose. You can take a bigger purpose now because she didn't ditch the memories of her grandfather. She still has a lot of those in her. And if you deal with, you know, releasing Dr. Manhattan, and all this other stuff, like, what are we doing? What are we going to avoid? Like, what kind of civil war are we going into here for these last two episodes? Because, I mean, it's going to be nuts. Like, I don't understand why, what is going to happen.
Yeah. Well, that and like, okay, so True comes in and is like, within an hour, I think she says, they will capture Dr. Manhattan. And I'm trying to think everything that she says, but just like kind of like reveals like what's going to unfold. Like the doomsday clock is ticking. So I can't imagine that she has a hand in that. Right.
Uh-huh. No, I could see.
Like, I don't think she has anything involved with what Seven Calvary is doing, but she has a way that she's going to fix everything.
Yeah. So,
but what the hell is she going to do like, with everything that she knows?
Yeah, exactly. There's some bigger thing going on, especially with this spot of land and everything else. Something's going to happen.
Is she going to learn from, like, Adrian's mistakes?
Okay.
What?
So, you brought up Adrian here.
Yeah. Okay. That whole thing.
So, I'm so confused on what the hell the time periods are between reality and what is going on in his jail. Because according to that game warden, he was on trial for a year.
Yeah.
And what did you think when he was, you know, on his own defense and he basically farts in response?
Oh, he doesn't basically farts. He gives like the like most old man like fart,
dusty fart,
just
ever.
Like all the air ever, and then the squeaker at the end too.
Yeah,
and it's just like, I rest my case. Which I was like, I didn't think he farted. Like, I didn't think the smartest man in the world farted. But I mean, that whole scene, I'm still confused, because to me, the game warden looks like one of the clones.
Yes,
and then the clones have now, I can't tell if they've turned on him or if they're all just like playing a part, you know, like it seems like now they're aware that they have like where they came from, how they were created, like
that,
and everything
that they might be finding free will.
Yeah. Maybe we have a weird, like, Westworld situation happening.
Well, because I was wondering when the prosecuting attorney winks at him.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
So.
Like, and it wasn't like a wink wink. It was like a what's up wink.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So that whole thing, and then, you know, being judged by a jury of his peers, and then all the pigs come.
Which, terrible CGI. Why wouldn't you just have real pigs?
Yeah, you picked up one pig. I'm sure you could have bought another pig. Yeah, that definitely was distracting when they all come running in. And
yeah, I was like, why does this look so bad?
People are flipping out for no reason and, you know, trying to jump.
To be fair, I don't like pigs at all. Teacup pigs, big pot belly pigs, any kind of pigs. I don't like pigs. Mm. They freak me out. And they eat people.
Yeah.
With their weird teeth.
With their weird teeth, yes. You get eaten by your pet pig if you pass out in your house.
You could. Ugh, they're so gross. Anyway, so not a fan of pigs, period. But then CGI pigs that look shitty, especially not a fan of.
So, again, we have two episodes left. Any speculation on how you think any of this, all this is going to make sense and come together? Or are we just kind of hanging out and enjoying the ride?
I think I'm in speculation city. I think last week I was forced to just enjoy the ride just because, like, they did so well with telling a story. And now they're starting to, they do a very good job of leaving some, like, question, like, breadcrumbs,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, picking them up and, like, bringing it back in very quickly. So that way you're not left for forever, like, asking that question.
Well, when you only got 7 episodes or 9 episodes.
I guess so, yeah. Which, that took me as a surprise. But I don't think Adrian's dead. I think he's stuck in, like, this weird time bubble. I mean, for them to show, like, him asking for help and for True to know that, like, again, speculation, that he's coming back. And I'm assuming it's Adrian, like, her father's coming back. So I would only assume that it would be that. Yeah, I'm going to sit in Speculation City because it's fun to do.
Yeah, no, it
but
is.
But also, if I'm wrong, I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Unless they fuck it up, which I don't see them doing
no.
that.
No, if they've built up to this, like, climax here.
I will say, I'm a little scared of how they're going to explain John being able to look like us. How they're going to explain him, like, having, like, a dampener to not remember anything, mm-hmm. you know? True talks about, like, it's so weird that your husband just, you know,
it doesn't
had
happen.
Amnesia,
yeah.
That, like, complete never happens. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, ugh. So how are you guys going to explain that one? Like, is it some kind of dampener? Like, of course, like, would it be John's own creation? You know, like,
do we need explanation, or is it just good enough to be like, all right, well, they're smart people?
I think I would want the explanation. I think I want the explanation because I just have a lot of questions. Like, John gave up on humanity and gave up caring about humanity.
But Mary's a human.
Yeah, why Angela? Like, I mean, other than the fact that she's fucking badass. But I'm interested to see that aspect of it and why he decided to go ahead and make this, I assume, dampener.
Do you think that the kids have anything to do with this?
What do you mean?
Her kids. Like, they're introduced. You know, they talk about him. I wonder if they're going to have a bigger role here in the end.
Maybe.
Because she seems to be not necessarily lying to everybody, but she knows more than she's letting on, you know, and then playing this whole role with her husband, you know, this whole time. And the kids seem to be very mechanical.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily reacting the way that normal kids do. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't know.
Because
I'm like, how do we have enough time to fit that?
Yeah, we got 2 hours.
That's the other thing too.
Unless this is like a 2 hour season finale here. You know, but again, it's HBO. We've seen it, this shit happen before to where it's just like Game of Thrones, 50 minutes, next episode, 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, HBO is pretty lenient on their time structures of if you have a story to tell, we will let you tell the story in whatever time period you
whatever
want. Because guess what? You know, no movies run exactly 2 hours and exactly, you know, they always have some kind of filler in there and they make it up at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning when they show 20 minutes of real sex, which I don't even think that's a thing anymore. That just shows
no,
my age.
No, I don't
age.
Think so.
but, yeah, you know, like that's how they used to always catch up or, you know, show some kind of real sports thing that just lasts 20 minutes, to make up time. So unless we're getting like a supersized last episode, I just was always wondering, you know, what the kids know, who the kids are, you know, why they act that way. And that's what I thought when he, you know, he started getting cracked in the head. It's like, do the kids know more?
I don't know. I feel like no, only because I feel like they've kind of played their part already as far as the whole, like, I'm sure it was just Angela having, you know, a heart and taking in the kids because it was her partner's kids. Like, who knows if, like, John, if her and John were, or Cal, whatever you want to call him, Dr. Manhattan, were together first, you know, like, and then adopted the kids. I'm assuming that's what happened, but I mean, I don't know. It just, everything hinges on how they explain this, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, it was definitely a huge reveal there. That leaves a lot of stuff open because if we knew he was around, we knew that we would see him at some point. Now we know he's not John Cena.
Thank fucking God.
And the funny thing was, if you look at like Wikipedia, the guy that they casted, you know, to play Cal, was also considered how he would play Dr. Manhattan as well. So they've released it since then that when they cast this man, they knew that he was going to do this whole time and they kept it quiet. And
that's great.
And so
good job.
You know, they casted a guy with the chiseled features that could also pull off the blue. There's so many things, and we could probably spend the next half hour speculating on what we think is going to happen, but it's one of those things we probably won't be right the way this show has been going.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anything else before we take this break and get in the last thoughts, final thoughts?
Nah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be back.
I think we geeked out about it.
No, pretty hardcore. So.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what we want out of shows, so. Final thoughts. I'm going to let you go first this time.
Okay.
Number. You went 100.
97%.
Okay.
Because I hate pigs.
Fucking CGI pigs ruined it.
Well, you know what? That's two times that CGI has like lost points. The fire and then fucking pigs. Mostly stupid pigs. I mean, I guess there was pigs in the last episode, too, and every episode, because cops. Just kidding. Oh, I'm sorry if I offended anyone. it's a good episode, but again, it hinges on answers.
Oh, yeah, 100%. This is a good episode that could be a piece of shit episode if they don't explain some shit.
Like, if they're not like, of course it's an elephant never forgets, like...
This elephant knows everything.
So, like, do you think that they, like, I don't know. Like, I was like, do they slip the elephant nostalgia? Like, how do they feel?
Probably.
I guess I don't really need an explanation. I think the explanation is, it's an elephant. An elephant never forgets. Like, I think that's literally it.
Yeah, they're playing off of the whole, what does everybody know about elephants thing.
Yeah.
You know, they are. It's legitimately like, what are the four facts that everybody knows about elephants? They're scared of mice. they can't fly with their ears. No. And they, they don't forget that they remember human smell and everything else. So why not use an animal like that? That is a complete, you know, because this man ran Lost, and Lost had polar bears on a tropical island. You know, this guy's always used animals in weird ways. So, yeah, why not an elephant? So,
but I, yeah, that's it. Just like it's good so far, but it just hinges on what's next.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. And I am gonna go 95 on this one for myself. Again, just and it could go up or down based on the next few episodes on the explanation, but the way that the showrunner and the pacing has happened for these episodes, to where they're able to cram 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag, but I'm okay with it because I can carry it. Unlike some other shows where I feel like everything was rushed. You know, some of the storylines, like we talked about with Wade, that were kind of not closed out, but explained a little bit in what was legitimately a 30-second call.
Yeah.
And
like, so glad he's okay.
Yeah. So it was just smart use of the time without, again, shit tons of exposition going into it. It was a simple statement, simple actions that told so much stories. Falling in love with the soundtrack and the things that they're doing, everything is intentional. And they are staying with it, which just means that they're looking at the details of everything that's going on and following it along really, really well. And so this is why these shows keep getting these ratings from us, is because the attention to detail is there. And we're never questioning, like, well, why did that happen? That's bullshit. It's everything.
Yeah, there hasn't been that moment yet of where we're just, it's either speculation, like, it's no point where we're just, like, sitting there going, what the fuck, for a negative reason. It's just like, what the fuck? Like,
it's it's that shock, what the fuck.
Yeah.
And again, that just shows you, because me and you are two of the, probably the biggest, hardest critics on the network, let's say.
Yeah, I think so.
That we legitimately look at things and we want things to be good, and that we don't necessarily accept mediocre bullshit when it comes to these shows, and that we're real critical when the time needed, and this hasn't given that to us yet. And that's what I appreciate about this show. This is, again, why I continue to tell everybody, if you got HBO and you want something to watch that makes you think, watch this show and pay attention, because shit's going to come fast and it's all going to make sense at one point or another. So
keep watching.
Keep watching.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Again, these things, everybody keeps watching. This one almost had 800,000 viewers on the broadcast night, you know, so people are watching it day of. And again, you can tell by social media posts when Dr. Manhattan came out. I mean, it was just one of those things, like, I hadn't watched it on the day of, and I knew something happened because they were just like, you know, major blah, blah, blah. And it was just, you know, the blue face on the little thumbnail. I'm like, oh, shit, something happened with Dr. Manhattan this week. I got to watch.
Yeah.
So.
And the preview, like, I know now to stay, like, I'll rewatch all the, like, episode to see, like, the preview for the next one, just because it gets me so jazzed. But for them to start it with, like, two episodes left, I was like, what? How are you? How?
did I miss an episode? What's going on here?
Right. Oh, I definitely looked right now, because, like, I was like, are we sure we aren't missing anything? Really? Just 9 episodes? Fuck.
Yeah. Well, again, they I think HBO took a risk on this, that it's not a major comic book thing. You know, title, and going with it, and I think it's working out well for them. So I honestly can't wait.
And I'm excited, not just nervous excited, but just excited.
Yeah. So, all right. That is going to do it for today's DC on RMD Watchmen edition. Remember, you can catch any past or future episodes, DCOnRMD.com. Find us on all those social medias. And we will talk to you next week. 2 episodes to go.
Freak out next week.
Probably. We freaked out every week so far, so.
I know. I just want to know. I just, I just want
to. Just want to get to that last chapter. We got two chapters.
I also
left.
Like that he's not glowing. Like he's just blue.
Yeah.
But not glowing blue.
Yeah. No, they did him right. So, all right. We will talk to you guys next week.
Mother of God, would you look at the time? When you came here, you had an hour.